Welcome to another dynamic word from Pastor Ron Hammonds, Senior Pastor of Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We're so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
It was about the year AD 62. Why would I throw that in? Because some of you need frame of reference jumpstart. I've got a lot of people to hit. And some of you like numbers, and some of you, if I say three numbers, you'll check out on me. But it was about the year AD 62, I believe. The Apostle Paul was in prison. Frame of reference. Because the more details I give you, and if I can put you in the place where he wrote this, then maybe you'll remember it a little more. Maybe it'll stick. He was in prison in Rome. And he was in a fairly safe environment. He would only live, by my calculations, another 5 years before Nero cut his head off. And he had some people in his heart while he was in prison. He was ministering. It wasn't but just a few years since all the Jews had been kicked out of Rome by Claudius, the emperor. And then the emperor's wife poisoned him so that her son Nero could become emperor. Interesting, huh? So the Apostle Paul is there under Nero in one of the worst times in the Roman Empire, and he had some other people in his heart. One of the groups of people was in the city of Ephesus, and he's going to write this letter to the church, to the believers in Ephesus, the letter that we have as the Ephesians letter. And six chapters. He writes the first three chapters about reality, the reality of a relationship with Jesus. Okay? And the second three chapters, he writes pretty much about the practical part of being a Christian. You know, putting off the old man and putting on the new, you know, and putting on the armor of God, and, you know, if you stole, don't steal anymore, those kinds of things, you know. But when he makes this transition in chapter 4, the first three chapters, you know, about, as I said, about the reality of relationship, the last three chapters about the practicalities of living out your Christianity, he writes this verse in the fourth chapter, in the first verse, and he identifies himself. He says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord." Now, this could read two ways. It could read the prisoner of the Lord or the prisoner in the Lord. I'm a prisoner in the Lord, you know. I'm a prisoner of the Lord. What's he saying? Well, basically, everybody knows he's in prison in Rome, but he's counting it as an assignment. Yeah. If you haven't read about assignments, get Susan's book, okay? You can. It's out there. Okay. He's counting it as an assignment from God. I'm a prisoner of the Lord. I'm not a prisoner of Nero. I'm not a prisoner of Rome. I'm not a prisoner of some government. I'm a prisoner of the Lord. I'm a prisoner in the Lord. I am in the Lord where I am. I'm in Christ where I am. And I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you. I encourage you. I implore you. I'm begging you. You know, he says, walk worthy of the calling. That calling could be the vocation. The place where you are. Now, I'm a prisoner and I'm in prison, okay? But I'm a prisoner of the Lord, and I'm going to encourage you as a prisoner of the Lord. I, therefore, as a prisoner of the Lord, I'm going to beg you to pay attention to where God has you, because God has me right here in prison. I'm here in prison, but I'm here in prison because God has me in prison, okay? And I'm right where the Lord wants me. I am right where the Lord has put me, and I want to beseech you that you would walk worthy of your calling, that you would walk worthy of the place where God has called you, where he's put you, where you are, of the vocation, you know, with which you were called. Of course, the overriding umbrella is that of the reality that we've been called to be lights. We've been called to be, you know, a witness, no matter where we are, in prison or at work or anywhere, that we would walk worthy, realizing that that, you know, Christianity is our calling. To be a light wherever we are, whoever, you know, that God has us where we are. Let me tell you, you are most likely much more in the will of God than you give yourself credit for. Okay? If you have turned your life over to Him, if you have said, Lord, here I am, Lord, I'm yours, use me, you know, then the journey you're on, life's journey, the journey is leading you closer to God's destiny for your life. And you can look back on your journey, and see God is moving, and He's not finished moving. There are more miracles along the way. He has already done miracles. He's blessed. He's answered prayer, and He's not finished answering prayer, because you are on the road God has you on. And walk worthy of the road on which God has placed you, the position He's put you in. Walk worthy. Let your light shine. You know, whatever the road is. Later on, the Apostle Paul, in this same chapter, in verse 11, would talk about the gifts that God has given to men. And he's going to say, you know, for to some He gave apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Now, what he's talking about here is, of course, what we would call the fivefold ministry. These people that are set into an office, and you know, and yes, that is the strict interpretation of that. But let me give an overriding umbrella so that it applies in a general sense to every one of us each day. The word apostle simply means one sent with a message. You know, there are some times in your life that you are going to be sent with a message. There are some times that you have become a messenger sent by God with a message. We know there is only one apostle of God. His name is Jesus. We know there are 12 apostles of the Lamb, and we know who they are, with the exception of whether it's Matthias or Paul, we could argue, okay, whether he, you know, replaced Judas. But, you know, there in the Word, there are 18 apostles of the Holy Spirit that were sent by the church, apostles of, you know, and today there are still people being sent, you know, when you're sent, walk worthy of the one that sent you with a message. If it's to your friends, to your family, to your workplace, you may get up in the morning with a message on your heart for your workplace or someone there that's hurting. Someone you may hear tomorrow of someone that's encountered some difficult moment, and you might send them a text as though you're an apostle, one sent by the Holy Spirit to touch their lives with a message from God. Walk worthy of that, you know. Prophet, do you know how many times people need good advice for their future? There may be a time when you're chosen by God to give someone some foretelling encouragement. Not that you are a prophet, although there are prophets and there are apostles, that's their overriding gift and their superintending of the contribution to the daily service of the work of God. But yet everyone should be able to be sent with a message and also to be given to testifying of Jesus Christ in the spirit of prophecy to others. A foretelling. Evangelist, you know, an announcer of good news. Keep the good news on you. You know, it sounds like the same message to some people. You're going to hell if you don't change. And you'll get to go to heaven if you change. One of them is good news, one of them is bad news. Fill your life with the good news. The good news is all the things that Jesus has for you, that's the truth. He came. He gave His life. He will forgive you of your sins. He'll love you. He'll help you. He'll encourage you. Not you deserve what you've got. Yeah, that might be the truth, but we don't. That's not the good news we're sent with. Announcer of good news. Pastor, do you know that every one of you has an opportunity in life to become a shepherd to someone? You may not be the pastor of a congregation responsible for the souls of men and women whom you must stand in heaven one day and give an account for, but nonetheless, there's a calling on your life from time to time to stretch out your arm and be the comforter, the guide, the encourager, the pastor, you know, the shepherd of someone's moment. Teacher, at some point, you're going to love something that you learned That Greek word is didaskalos, and it means a love to learn, basically, and a love to share what you've learned. At some point, you're going to learn something, and it just excites you when it comes time for you to share that with someone else, something you've learned about Jesus. So here the Apostle Paul, in the practicality portion, beginning the practicalities, he's talked for three chapters about, and I read all the whole book just before I got to church, the whole book of Ephesians. Okay? And the practicalities of a relationship with Jesus. You know, there's a reality of my relationship, and then there's what I need to do. If I'm going to be a prisoner, I want to be a prisoner of God. So let me just say it this way, the way I heard it in my spirit today. You're called to the prison you're in. For some of you, that hit you right where you needed it. And for others, it will when you need it. You're called. You're a prisoner of the Lord. You're called. Walk worthy of the calling in the prison you are in. You didn't ask to be in this prison. God has you there. Walk worthy of the calling of God in the prison you are in. And when you're called to be a messenger or to give advice, or to share some good news, or to be a comfort, or to teach someone something they didn't know, then look at verse 2. Then do it like this. Do that with all lowliness, with all humility, and be gentle. Be gentle in the prison you're in. Be gentle with others. You have a chance that no one else has. No one else is in your prison cell. With long suffering. Come on now. Let's get a little lowliness and gentleness and patience. And let's bear with those to whom God sends us. Let's bear with one another in love. You can read the rest of that. It's just the practicalities of living in this prison. Okay? You know what Paul did? He enjoyed it. You might be one of those. I like my prison. I'm happy with my prison. I wouldn't feel at home. I'm a recidivist. I keep coming back to this same prison. Why? Because it's the calling of the Lord. Amen. Let's do it with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering. Let's bear the burden of the Lord with a love for those who are in our prison. Yay.
Thanks again for joining us for another dynamic message from Pastor Ron Hammonds. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastor and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.